Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
You have my word that we will do everything in our power to find new and better ways to target our common enemies while protecting the good people of Afghanistan.
That's U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, currently in Afghanistan, expressing personal regret over civilian casualties at the hands of international forces. We go live now to Kabul, where BBC correspondent Martin Patience is on the line. And Martin, we're going to get to the secretary's visit, but also today the U.S. is reporting that four soldiers and an Afghan national have been killed in a bomb blast. What can you tell us about that?
Well, there isn't a great amount of details. American military say that they're informing the family of those four dead soldiers. We believe that this happened in the east of the country, near the Pakistani tribal, the border areas with Pakistan, which has seen an upsurge in violence in recent months. In fact, in the last few months, the number of attacks has increased 50%. Compared to last year. And obviously that was the area where a couple of months ago Taliban insurgents and Al-Qaeda insurgents overran a U.S. military outpost, killing nine American soldiers.
So in this midst of increased violence, the Secretary of Defense is meeting with top officials there in Afghanistan. Why do you think it was so important for him to express personal regret over civilian casualties that the U.N. says this week has risen to 1,400 this year?
Well, the issue of civilian casualties is hugely sensitive here. Only last month, American airstrikes, according to the Afghan government and the UN, killed 91 civilians in the west of the country, in the Shindan district of Herat province. There's a real degree of anger here, not only from ordinary Afghans, but from Afghan politicians. Yesterday, the upper house of the Afghan parliament walked out in protest over civilian deaths at the hands of foreign forces. It's hugely sensitive, and when you're fighting a campaign to win the hearts and minds of the Afghan population, when you kill civilians, that turns a village, if not a district, against you, and it makes that fight all the much harder. And many of these people, these disillusioned civilians, people that have lost loved ones, they turn against international forces and in some cases support the Taliban.
Martin, what do you know about the secretary's agenda there in Afghanistan?
Well, as you'd imagine, it's shrouded in a blanket of security. There's real security concerns here. We understand that he will be meeting the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai. He'll also be expected to meet American commanders to discuss new strategies. Obviously, last week, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chief of Staff, Michael Mullen, announced a new strategy. He said that America needed to win this war, and what that would involve would be eliminating what he called insurgent sanctuaries on the Pakistani side of the border.
Yeah, it certainly, Martin, involves crossing that Pakistani border, and I'm wondering if there's a fine line that Secretary Gates has to toe here. What is he saying about these cross-border raids inside Afghanistan? There are already military officials meeting with Pakistani officials about what seems to be escalating tensions on the Pakistani side of the border. What's Gates have to say about that?
Well, on this visit, he's been very guarded on this subject. All he's been saying is that we need to work more with Pakistan to deal with this issue. Again, this is hugely sensitive. In the past, there have been American airstrikes in Pakistan. Obviously, Pakistani officials have protested hugely to the American administration. They see this as an infringement on the sovereignty of their country, and they say that it won't be justified. The big problem is, How can you fight a military campaign here in Afghanistan when the people you're fighting are taking sanctuary in Pakistan, plotting and then launching attacks against international forces and the Afghan government and police inside Afghanistan? Most people would say that's unpalatable and that Pakistan needs to do more in these tribal areas. And if Pakistan doesn't do it, then the American and international forces say that they will have to do it themselves.
And clearly, Martin, it sounds from what we do know that the secretary is trying to lay the groundwork for what will likely to be an increased presence and increased attention to what's happening in Afghanistan. Listen to a bit of what he said.
Ultimately, you are a self-reliant people who want to secure your own nation. So I strongly support Minister Wardock's plan to expand the size of the Afghan National Army to 134,000. And I will do whatever is necessary to ensure the proper training and funding of those forces.
Martin, what do you know about how those forces are doing?
Well, certainly the Afghan National Army and the Afghan police often fight in coordination with the international forces in Afghanistan. Now, the Afghan position here is they want to put an Afghan face. They want to have an Afghan lead on the fighting against the Taliban. As we said earlier, international forces are becoming increasingly unpopular in this country. And what the Afghan president Hamid Karzai wants is they want an increased capacity of the Afghan National Army. So it will help Afghanistan stand on its own 2 feet and be less reliant on international forces who are becoming increasingly unpopular here.
Martin Patience, thank you very much. Martin Patience is the BBC correspondent, and he was reporting from Kabul. Now we're going to turn to Femi Okeh, who's got some headlines for us. Femi?
Thank you very much. It is 21 minutes to the top of the hour.